I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United States politicians are lobbying for more gun control in the wake of Saturday's mall shooting in Texas that left 9 people dead, including the gunman. Meanwhile, protesters are filling the streets in Serbia, calling for government change. 2 mass shootings last week left 17 people dead and 21 wounded. 8 of the victims were children at a middle school. Pray believers in the U.S. and Serbia will share the hope of Christ with people surrounded by pain and darkness. International Media Ministries' Denise Godwin says,
anytime there's a dissonance in culture and in personal lives, it's an opportunity for Jesus Christ to enter in and for people to reconsider things that they've discarded about religion or about God. He is the expert at turning evil into good and turning what Satan has meant for destruction into something that can be redeemed.
And the World Health Organization recently identified 55 of the world's most vulnerable national healthcare systems. 37 countries on the WHO list are in Africa. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
Uganda actually has one of the lowest nurse-to-patient rates in the world. There's around 1 for every 11,000 patients. Also has one of the lowest doctor-to-patient rates.
AMG's nursing college in western Uganda seeks to fill the healthcare void. The school uses top-of-the-line equipment like electronic dummy patients. A Christ-centered curriculum prepares students to follow in the footsteps of the great physician.
It was just a joy to meet these nurses. Quite a number of them were former sponsored children from our schools all over Uganda.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.